We are talking about The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Are you financially starving, financially fat, or financially fit? Many people experience a pain of financial starvation, living paycheck to paycheck, barely scraping by. But it is entirely possible to feel like you're financially starving, when in reality you are financially fat due to overconsumption and living beyond your means. See, the desire to look financially fit before you actually are is one of the biggest obstacles to being in good financial shape. People amass large amounts of debt for status symbols like a beautiful home, new car, tropical vacation, and designer clothes, but their lifestyle creates stress, leaves them vulnerable to emergencies, and unprepared for retirement. If you want sustainable wealth, you must declare war on debt and stop spending money you don't have. Dave writes, debt is not a tool. It's a method to make banks wealthy, not you. Your largest wealth-building asset is your income. When you tie up your income, you lose. When you invest your income, you become wealthy and you can do anything you want. So if you want to live the coveted lifestyle, instead of faking it, you have to exchange B words. Borrow turns into budget. Now, I don't like the word budget any more than you do, so I use another B word, boss. You are the boss of your money, and every single month you must tell your money how to go to work for you. List your expenses, starting with your necessities like food, utilities, and shelter. Then list other expenses in order of importance to you, the kids' extracurricular activities, the cable bill, hairdresser, and so on. Now assign every single dollar of your income to each expense. This is called zero-based budgeting because every dollar of your income is allocated, leaving zero left over. Take a long, hard look at your budget. Think how many hours it took you to pay for that truck, the bar tab, and French manicure. Was it all worth it? Could you eliminate or lessen any of your payments? See, you must be dedicated to your budget, because if you aren't the boss of your money, it will become the boss of you and control your life. And now that you are a budget boss, it's time to start the baby steps to financial freedom. Baby step one is to start your emergency fund. Did you know that 47% of Americans could not pay for a $400 emergency without borrowing money or selling their possessions? See, without an emergency fund, you will create more debt when an emergency occurs, which is inevitable. And remember, debt is your number one enemy if you would like to be wealthy. So your goal is to save up $1,000 as quickly as possible. And I know it may sound like a lot of money, but most people achieve this step within a month by having a garage sale, working overtime, or even taking on a second job. Baby step two is the most important, the debt snowball. Dave tells us that when surveyed, 75% of the Forbes 400 said the best way to build wealth is to become and stay debt-free. Just imagine for a second how great it would feel and how much more money you would have if you didn't have any car payments, medical bills, student loans, or credit card debt. Now get laser focused on turning that dream into a reality. List out all of your debt, except for your mortgage, in order from smallest to biggest. Maintain making the minimum payments on all of your debt, but start assigning everything you can from the budget and any extra income to pay off the smallest debt. Once debt number one is paid off, take the money that you were using on that plus any extra and pay off debt two. You will notice the amount you allocate to each debt grows as you pay them off. Keep going until your remaining debt is only your mortgage. It will feel incredibly rewarding every single time you pay off an old debt. In fact, you'll probably become addicted to getting debt free. But if an emergency crops up while you're working on paying off your debt, which is actually likely to happen because it takes most people 18 to 20 months to complete step two, make sure to pause the debt snowball and replenish your emergency fund before continuing. Now, if you're all ready for step number three, that means you've successfully traded borrowing for budgeting, you have $1,000 in an emergency fund, and no debt except for your mortgage. Now it's time to finish off your emergency fund. Look at your budget and see how much money you need to maintain your lifestyle or at least your necessities every month. Step three is to save up 3 to 6 months of savings for emergencies, so that if you lose your job, get ill, or have some other mega emergency, you'll be prepared, remain debt-free, and have a peace of mind. See, if you have a consistent income, you have paid leave, and would easily be able to find a replacement job, saving 3 months is fine. However, if you work off commission, don't have paid leave, or think getting a replacement job might be difficult, save closer to 6 months. Okay, by step four, you are in great shape. And to stay in good shape, you must maximize retirement saving by allocating 15% of your income to it. Step five is save for your children's college, if this applies to you. And step six is pay off the mortgage and become ultra fit. And baby step seven is to give back and have fun. Now, both the book and Dave's website, thetotalmoneymakeover.com, has more detailed information about how and what to invest in for retirement and college funds, and also free resources like a printable and an online budget sheet. Now, I hope you are as dedicated as I am to becoming ultra financially fit. Let's end with a quote from Dave. Winning at money is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. What to do isn't the problem, doing it is. So now you know what to do. Go do it, and as always, you make it a great day.